Hello, friends. Welcome to the Voice of Faith podcast. Today, we would like to talk about something that's close to all of us. That is, how do we de-stress ourselves? What do you do when you're under stress? Do you eat? Do you shop? Do you watch a lot of TV, movies? What do you do when you're facing stress in life? And we want to take a look at a Bible and see if it offers us any wisdom in how to dealing with stress. Well, first of all, stress is common to everyone. No one is immune to it. Stress is caused by things and circumstances that comes into our life that are beyond our control. So one of the things about stress is it's about control issues. When we are facing situations and people that are out of our control, or the environment or the reaction of the people or the circumstances is not what we are expecting. It's outside of our expectation or it's outside of our control. It causes stress on us because we are not producing the results that we desire. In order to come out under stress, the responsibility of control must be shifted, because things that are out of our control cannot be remedied by our free will because other people's will is involved. So in order to not to feel stress, we have to shift the control to someone else. And the only person that can exert control over every variables in life, every situation, every person, is God Himself. Namely, Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord. Now, by calling God my Lord implies that we have to yield our control to Him. And only when we learn to yield the controls of our life to Him, then can we begin to see that things will begin to fall into the right places. A lot of time we blame God for things that are not His doing while we are running the show. In other words, we are at the helm of our boat, but we are blaming God for getting lost. Or we are behind the wheel of our car, but we're blaming Him for the bumpy ride. So in order to overcome the stress in life, first thing we need to do is to recognize that there are things in life that is out of our control. The second thing that we need to know is that there is someone who can make it under control, namely God. The third thing we must do is to turn over our control to God and trust Him that He will be kind to us, that He will lead us into peace and rest. Even in the midst of what seemed like chaos, because one of God's attributes or His name is the Prince of Peace. It doesn't matter what situation we're in, God is peace. He doesn't just give peace to people. He is the peace that we need to have peace in the midst of chaos. We must invite the Prince of Peace into our hearts and into our life. That's the first thing we can do. The second thing is to learn to trust God and to yield our control to Him. It is really a matter of trust. A lot of people are afraid to turn the wheel over to God. They feel that way because they think that God is sadistic. They think that God is out there to get them. They think God doesn't want them to enjoy life. But that could not be further from the truth. In the Bible, we read that if God did not spare his own son, Jesus Christ, and gives him to us to save us from destruction and sin and hell, how much more will he not freely give us all things to enjoy? The Bible literally used the word enjoy. God wants us to enjoy him, his peace, his love. He wants us to trust him to take care of us. So if you believe that God loves you and wants your best, he has the best interest when he does things for us, then it wouldn't be hard to trust him. So recognize there are things in life we cannot control. Second, recognize that God is in control. He may not be in control in our life because we haven't turned our life over to him, but he is in control. Thirdly, in order to experience God, his peace, his blessings, we must learn to trust him. And we do that by yielding our control over to him, by yielding our life over to him. So how do you actually do that? That's important. Sometimes I hear a motivational speaker, what they say is all good, but I wanted to know how. Give me the steps. Teach me how to do that. Just don't tell me what to do, but also tell me how to do it. So one, we must recognize that God is our Lord, meaning he's our maker, he's our creator, he has absolute sovereignty over our lives. We must come to this point where we surrender the control of our life to him. That's the first thing we need to do. And we do that by inviting his son, Jesus Christ, into our hearts and make him our Lord every single day. We can say a prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I am your creation. I need you. I want you to be my Lord and my master. I recognize and I acknowledge that you are God and I am not. And I recognize I'm not in control, but you are. So I want you to come into my life and be my Lord. I want to give my life to you and let you lead me into your plan and purpose. If you mean that prayer, God will mean business with you. The second step of learning to trust God is involve God in your everyday decision, in your everyday involvement of things and people, in your everyday thinking. Many of us spend the first maybe 5 to 10, 15 minutes in the morning, plan out the day, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, how we do that. But a lot of time we don't involve God in our processing. What I mean by that is in the morning when you start thinking about your day, start a conversation with God. Talk to him. Now, you may not hear an audible voice, but when you begin to talk to God, you will feel the connection with him, because there's a universal law that says whatever you focus on, you become connected to. You're focusing on bad things, bad thoughts, you become fearful and you're connected to that. And eventually that's going to happen to you. And if you're focusing on greed, you will become greedy. If you're focusing on lust, you will become lustful. We become what we think on. We become connected to what we focus on. That is a universal law that applies to every human being. So if you begin to focus on God and focus on what the Bible says, you will then become connected to God and connected to the power that is in the Word of God. So as we plan out the day, we want to think about how God can be a part of our planning. For example, I will say, Lord, I need to take care of these two things today, but it seems to conflict with my schedule. I need more time. I need you to help me. Will you please help me? Give me the grace to do these two things. I'm asking for your help. And if you do that with every single important things in your life, until it become a habit that you can do that for every little things as well, then not only you will experience the reality of God's involvement in your life, you will also begin to understand God's ways, His personality, His like and dislike, and you will receive help from Him every single time. So learn to make Him Lord. Do the things that He asks you to do. Stay away from the thing He doesn't like. And you do that by reading the Bible, God's Word. It will tell you what He likes, what He doesn't like. Second, learn to trust God by involve Him in every decision that you make. Now, in the beginning, it might be difficult because you're not used to that. You live 30, 40, 50 years without involving God in anything except when you're in an emergency situation. God is not a emergency kid that we take out once in a while when we need Him. He should be at the center of our life, helping us, instructing us, guiding us as we go through life. That is a much, much better alternative, because when we do that, we're no longer under the mercies of circumstances and people. We are under the mercies of God. And let me tell you something, God's mercy is wonderful. God's mercy will forgive your sins and my sins. God's mercy will give us a second chance. God's mercy will help our weaknesses. And God's mercy will give us hope when we don't feel like there's much hope. So when we are under the mercies of God, life can take on a different look. And it's wonderful to learn about the mercies of God. And as we do that, we will begin to experience God's guidance in our life. And that's very important. I mean, nowadays we drive with GPS in our car anywhere we go. But back 20 years ago, 2000 prior, there is no GPS. Everywhere we go, we have to take a physical map of the city. We need to find out where we need to go, the address. We have to use key map and find out which section that street belongs to, and then go to that section and find out exactly what that street is. Then you have to map it out. And as you drive, you got to remember what you just read on the map. It's a very manual process. Many of us millennial and people born after 1990s doesn't know anything about it. But how much better is when you have a GPS? But GPS is only good for us when we use it. We don't turn on the GPS, it won't help us. It won't benefit us a bit. God wants to be the real-time GPS in our life. Whatever we are planning to do, whatever our destination is, if we have a real-time GPS, it makes things a lot easier. Take this turn, avoid that detour, there's a traffic ahead, an accident, take this route. It helps our driving, it makes our driving simpler, and it gives us the shortest, fastest shortcuts to our destination. If we want that kind of success when we're mapping the route in our life, at different stages, we have different goals. If we're willing to trust God and submit those goals to Him and say, God, help me, you are my real-time GPS, and then learn to listen to His guidance when He tells you to do things, then you will have success in everything that you do. And part of that is really learning to take time and allow God's Word to sink in to our spirit, and that's reading your Bible every day. You don't have to do much. If you can do 5 minutes, do 5 minutes. If you can do 10 minutes, that's even better. If you can do longer, well, all power to you. When we begin to give God time and let His Word speak to us and take His Word and ingest it, take it into our spirit, it will begin to do some wonderful things for us. The Word of God will cleanse us. The Word of God will strengthen us. The Word of God will give us wisdom and guidance. And as we do that, God will begin to use the Word in the Bible that we read to use those words to bless us and to speak to us. He will also guide us by inner witness, meaning if you want to do something, we feel God nudging in us, say, nope, don't do it. That's God. Or if we are not doing something, God in us says, do this and do it now. Then try to follow that guidance. Because a lot of time when God guides us, it's time sensitive. You could miss it. If you don't follow up, you could miss it. And then you have to go around the mountain one more time and wait for the next opportune time. So in conclusion, how do you de-stress? How do you live in chaotic time yet still remain peaceful? First, you must recognize you are not in control of everything. There are things in life we just don't have control of. Second, we must realize that God has the power. He is in control. He may not be in control in our life because we haven't given Him that control, but He is in control of everything. The third thing we must do is to surrender our control to God, because He is the one that can get the stress out of our life. Or put it another way, He is the one that can shield us from the stress of life because of who He is. Jesus said, I am the Prince of Peace. When we have the Prince of Peace in our life, it doesn't matter how bad the storm is outside, we will always have peace. We must learn to yield and to trust Him. Yield our control to Him and trust Him to guide us. And that can be done by inviting Jesus Christ to become our Lord and Savior. That's the first thing. The second thing is to learn to walk with Him every day as our Lord by following His guidance. And we do that by reading His Word. We do that by talking with Him and involve Him in everything that we do. So I encourage you to take the time to get connected with God, because it will make life so much easier. You will find that the real-time GPS that God wants to be to you is much better than anything, any advice, any motivational speaker's speech. It's better than everything that you can find out there, because God is the one that designed life. He knows all the detours. He knows all the accident ahead of us, and He can help us to safety, and He can help us to arrive at our destination. Friends, if you give God the time and learn to trust Him, He will take care of you. Until next time, the Lord richly bless you and guide you.